Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 36th and final episode in this podcast reading series. The Lord will present to the court the words of His judgment. Listen carefully to all that God says, because these words will tell the truth. All that will be spoken in this courtroom today are the words of God's judgment for mankind. This episode is the presentation of entries 733 through 735 from Book 6, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polly@loshapubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. The Lord will decree His judgment for mankind. The evidence has been shown to Him. God is love and mercy to the good, and the evil idolaters will be eternally punished.
Those who worship Satan by consuming bread and wine in a ritual to symbolize eating the flesh and blood of Christ will forever suffer for that sin in an eternal chasm of fire, because they were born in the spirits of the Nephilim. Those humans who blaspheme me by denying my Holy Spirit will suffer for eternity in that same chasm of fire. They were the worst of all men among humanity, because they were without me in all of their lives. The horrors of the punishing angel, Raphael, will become known to those who have defied me. When they plot to kill and murder others, those men will suffer the most of all. They will not die easily in the fire. They will burn slowly for eternity for their crimes. They will yearn for peace and rest, but will not have it, because they are those who killed others on the earth. The leaders of governments all over the world will be made to suffer the most among all men. When they could have led humanity to peace, they chose to lead men to war for power and spite.
I give all praise to only one God, because there is only one God to praise. The great and mighty one is only one, and all of the universe is God's heaven.
The innocent among mankind will be freed. They will not suffer for the crimes of others. All who repent of sin in true baptism will be born again in the Holy Spirit. Those those who have accepted me within their lives, by accepting the truth of my Holy Spirit, will be taken from the earth in the rapture when the angels come for them. One will fall and another will remain standing, but those who go will not fear therein. Those who are left behind will scream in horror, knowing that they refuse to accept the truth. Those who believe the lies of Satan and Catholicism, even when Michael in a cloud told them the truth, will suffer the most of those left behind on earth because they were given the chance to repent.
Without repentance and acceptance of God's Holy Spirit, there can be no gift of everlasting life in God. No rituals, confessionals, monetary payments for attrition, nor any other sacrifice will ever give you everlasting life. Praise the Lord. The message of Jesus Christ is my salvation. I believe in the forgiveness of sin by Almighty God. I accept into my life, in the second birth, God's Holy Spirit, who is Emmanuel. The world will come to know the wrath of God and that God is Emmanuel, the Holy Spirit with us. The everlasting God of all the universe dwells within us, and God is with us. All who have denied the Holy Spirit will perish, and they will never know everlasting life. The Lord does not forgive those who deny Him, and God is the Holy Spirit in His true form. We shall be together with our Lord Jesus Christ and God's Holy Spirit on Judgment Day. It will be a glorious reunion and a great occasion for all of those who have come to know God. Great will be the glory of the Lord, and the eternal sons of God will rejoice. The souls of mankind freed from Satan's grasp will rejoice in the Lord God Almighty. Forever is the Lord's mercy upon us all, that we have chosen to accept God's eternal truth, because there is only one path to eternal life, and it is in the light of truth in Yahweh. Well, this concludes episode 36 of Judgment Day. The end of the trial has finally come, and justice will be served on earth. Jesus Christ has been exonerated, and the pagan Catholics will suffer for eternity. The lies of Christianity have finally been adjudicated, and the crimes against God will not go unpunished. All who have accepted the truth of the Holy Spirit and repented of the pagan Catholic lies will receive everlasting life in Almighty God's Holy Spirit, and they will be with Jesus Christ. Blessed is the Lord forever and ever. This has been Judgment Day. an excerpt from Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies. Volume 2 will soon be available to download for free from polyatlotionpubs.com. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.